I jump in and just give you a story that I'm just dying to get out? And felt that I'd missed the boat last week. In the early noughties, I did about 6 years managing Richard Ashcroft. Immediately after The Verve. And he was a very difficult customer. His nickname was Mad King Richard because he's Mad King Richard. And he was a very special artist. And sometimes when he performed, it was so brilliant that the hairs on my arms would stand up. You know, he was so on it and so fantastic. And I went on tour with him around Europe, and we were in Mannheim in Germany and did a show. And it was one of those nights that was really, really special. And the audience totally appreciated it. And it was an amazing night. And we got in the blacked out Mercedes van to go back to the hotel. And when we arrived at the hotel, there must have been 300 screaming girls outside the hotel. And you could see Richard just pick himself up. And it was like, yes, this is my moment. And so very rarely for him, he got out of the Mercedes van first with his guitar case. So he had his beautiful Gibson. And as he walked towards the girls with his dark sunglasses on at 1 o'clock in the morning, the girls just fell totally silent. And he walked through this phalanx of 400 girls who were there for Justin Timberlake, who was playing. Anyway, Richard's reaction to the left was the concierge, to the right was reception. And to get to the lift, you had to go around this giant koi carp pond that was inside, full of koi carp. And Richard just stepped over the edge and walked into the koi carp pond with all these girls looking in through the windows, thinking, who the fuck is this weirdo? And as he walked to the koi carp pond, he didn't realize that it got deeper and deeper. And so he's got his guitar here, and then he's got his guitar here, and then he's got his guitar on his head as the water comes right up to his neck with everybody staring at him. And luckily it didn't get any deeper than that. And then he got out the koi carp pond the other end, got in the lift, went up, and then totally destroyed his bedroom. Absolutely. The proper rock star smashed the telly, set fire to the duvet.
Where were you at the time, Mark? Were you walking behind him?
I was following behind, just unfolding.
And you'll see, if that was happened today, you'd be filming it for posterity.
I just so wish that I hadn't. Anyway, I just had to get that story out because it's one of many that just sticks in the mind.